Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. WorkSafe investigators are trying to determine the circumstances surrounding a man's death at a mine site in the Goldfields. The 21-year-old died yesterday near Kambalda. A report is being prepared for the coroner. Premier Roger Cook says his thoughts are with the man's loved ones.
Obviously, a young mine worker has lost their life. It's very sad. And it's obviously horrible for that miner's family. And our hearts go out to them.
Seven teenage boys have so far been arrested as counter-terrorism police continue to carry out raids across southwest Sydney. It's in relation to the investigation into the stabbing of a religious leader at a Sydney church last week. The state's Deputy Police Commissioner David Hudson says the group of teenage boys share similar religiously motivated violent extremist beliefs with the 16-year-old charged over the attack.
Their behaviour whilst under that surveillance led us to believe that if they were to commit any act, we would not be able to prevent that, and we believed through the investigation that it was likely that an attack might ensue.
Perth beachgoers are being warned of algal blooms that are impacting parts of our coastline. We're being told to avoid entering any discoloured waters as it could cause skin irritation, sore throat or nausea. The state government wants to establish WA as a prime destination for national and international screen productions with the help of a nearly $32 million boost. The money will be invested over the next 4 years with a focus on workforce development. To sport, the Eagles' Tom Barras will miss Sunday's clash with the Suns after failing to overturn his rough conduct charge at the tribunal. The defender argued his derby bump on Freo's Michael Walters wasn't serious enough, but the tribunal said the tackle was careless and risky. Eagles footy manager Gavin Bell says they won't appeal the verdict.
Yeah, we're disappointed with the outcome. Our goal was to have the impact reclassified as low, but we weren't successful with that.
And a boost for the Western Force this weekend with Captain Jeremy Williams off the bench following injury.